Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm your host, Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. You can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to Your Miraculous Living. Stay tuned. Our show is about to go live.
Hey there. Welcome, everyone, to the show. This is Julie Renee. And we are going to be talking about releasing and letting go of emotional baggage. And last week we had an incredible show on Love Without Limits, and the week before on the Seven Stages of Love. And I'm just really feeling it here. I'm feeling the love. We began a process last week and had to sign off as our show had come to an end. So today we're going to kind of dig in deeply and go way deep into how to clear all that emotional baggage and get yourself set straight and right and happy on that path to love. Hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. I'm here at an event with Eli Davidson and just meeting a whole bunch of new wonderful entrepreneurs, lots of beautiful women and men who want to change the world and really contribute in amazing ways. And it's wonderful to see old friends and to meet a whole bunch of new people. So I'm just really feeling the love here in Las Vegas. We're at the Lake Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada, and we're at the Revella. And the Revella is a very sweet resort. It was something else before, and it's now the Revella, right on the lake. And I've got a beautiful a room looking out over a beautiful garden, and there's pools. And let me tell you, though, I was surprised. I was in Marin County yesterday and hiking on the mountain. It was like 55 degrees and glorious on the top of Mount Tam. And flew into Las Vegas on one of those little puddle jumper planes and landed in cold weather. As a matter of fact, I saw a lot of snow on the mountains as I was flying by, and got to speak with a lovely woman from Hawaii, Ursula, believe it or not, who is Hawaiian. She had a Japanese last name. So, Ursula, if you're listening, howdy. Just really enjoyed the conversations we had. So today's show is really about, how do you get clear so that you can have the most extraordinary love relationships of your life? And, you know, we've talked about what those possibilities are, and I'm sure in future shows we'll go into that more deeply. One of the things that we really focus on in our Miraculous Weekend on Fridays is really cleaning up all the leftover resentments and just junk left over from relationships. And my brother had an amazing result when he came in, which was phenomenal to him. He'd been his second of three wives, had a really serious drug addiction, and still does, poor dear, and just really behaved badly. And he has always been kind of tied at the hip to her because they had kids, and she would knock on his door and always be hitting him up for money or help or saving. Every week there'd be something to deal with. And literally, when we went through this process that we're going to do today on this very podcast, when we went through the process and he was able to really, really clear her out, she stopped calling, she stopped coming over. I mean, it was so abrupt and immediate. And that's what's possible when you actually change your energy signature and you remove all the cords and all the entanglements, and you just get kind of clean and kind of purify the space between the two of you. So today we're going to do one or two of those processes. We started with this last week, and we were kind of rushing So we're going to take some time today and be a little more leisure about it and really help you get into it and understand what the process is. And let me lay that out for you before we actually do the process. So we're going to be, first of all, just pulling your energy back from the person or people or group. But you can clear this with a group of people. You can clear it with your office, a group, a family, or, you know, an extended family. You can pull the energy out of that group, or you can do an individual. And so what I suggest today is that you get proficient on doing one person. So maybe pick someone who you've had some difficulties with who's still alive. That'd be great. If there's somebody really coming to mind, though, that's out of body, you can do these processes. The cords and the energy probably won't be there, but all the other things will be. But you can go ahead and do that. So start thinking in your mind and maybe write it down on a piece of paper who you want to clear. And so what we're going to do is we're going to clear energy. We're going to remove all of your energy from their body and remove all of their energy from your body. And that's a big deal because when we're in a relationship, we exchange energy, of course. And whether it's, you know, a relationship like a love relationship or it's in a relationship like a brother-sister or a friend who went wrong or went right, I mean, I've cleared all of my relationships this way, the good ones and the bad ones, and it works really, really, really well to get you into neutrality and into some freedom so you can create something that'll be extraordinary for you. So, you know, I've seen energy sitting in a man's testicles, and he's really not able to do anything. His former wife got him by the balls, so to speak, and maybe that's, you know, maybe that's over money or something like that. But literally, the energy will be there gripping. And until we clear the energy, it just stays there. And ladies, it's the same thing. So, you know, when you're doing all your healing projects, it's really in the female body. So in the ovaries is oftentimes where a person's energy, that kind of death energy from somebody, will sit. Or you know, even you can clear something that was somewhat abusive, and that would be in your female body. So I know we're talking about those precious, tender sexual parts, but listen, those are key players to where energy sits in the body. Also your heart and your lungs, and your heart, of course, your ability to love yourself and love all others. And if you can't love yourself, there might be something blocking you from loving yourself. And today would be a day, great day to clean that up. Your lungs. Now listen, your lungs represent your ability to be able to feel really present in the world, my ability to take up space, to own my space, have the right to have love and be loved and be cherished, the right to really like fill out and have a full life. So you can imagine how somebody who might be angry with you could be compressing on your lungs. So if you've gotten sensitive to a lung issue, that might be where their energy is hanging out. And of course, in your brain, and in your brain stem, which is survival and your emotional brain. And that, a lot of times, some patterns that get wired up when we're pre-3, if we haven't been really loved and cherished. For example, if parents, didn't really understand about loving and cherishing children and followed Dr. Spock or, you know, some other book that said to, you know, punish a child or leave a child alone or whatever that is, you know, they were doing the best they could, but it left an imprint. And then that imprint or program is now running when you're having a difficulty in another relationship. And so it'll get set off. And so it just kind of triggers a cascade. And what we're looking for today is to clear all the emotional baggage, aren't we? So we want to clear out the old stuff and the present stuff and get it all cleaned out. So those are a few places that you can look, maybe in your eyes. I think sometimes I've also seen what people are facing, like their face will get very sad and droopy, or in their eyes. And you look at their eyes and they're dull and it's difficult to look ahead. So what you're facing and what you're looking at, that gets very difficult. By the way, sinuses are a place where people leave their energy behind. It's control energy. Sinuses actually are our telepaths, and you don't need to know everything about everything, but They're basically our woofers and tweeters. They're, if we were a receiver, if we were a radio transmitter receiver, we have woofers and tweeters in the body, and the sinuses are very important players. And then in our chest, we have woofers and tweeters, and in, I think, the sides of our legs also, there are some amplification there, energy centers. And so on the sides of the legs where the IT band is, I've discovered that there's some ability for people to leave their energy behind there too. So those are just some ideas. They might be in your stomach. They might be in your intestines. You know, if a relationship is difficult to stomach, or you have life is hard to digest, or that you just think about what you're going through and think about the kind of common phrase that goes with it. And you might discover that that's a real clue to where the energy has been left behind. So I hope I've given you some ideas about energy. The next thing that we'll be clearing are cords, contracts, and agreements. And cords are literally energy cords that run between the two of you, like electric cords. And of course, they're natural with children. They're like supposed to be there with children. Our children cord to us when they're babies. And it's very, very important that they're connected with us and that they, we get to feel what's going on with them, and they get to feel us, and they get to feel safe, and we kind of have a track on what's going on with them. So that's super important. But, you know, we do those energy cords between husbands and wives and brothers and sisters too. And it's not always a good thing, and it certainly isn't a good thing if the relationship is over. As a matter of fact, I think my theory is that we're a whole lot better off without cords between our bodies. So we're going to clear cords, and then we're going to clear contracts and agreements. And contracts are those things that we've agreed to, and sometimes we've actually signed a contract. But they're real agreements. They're probably in writing. Maybe the house, the divorce, the marriage, you know, whatever. Maybe something we signed on a mortgage together. It's, contracts are things that we've actually contracted. Agreements, however, are things that we agreed to do. Like we agreed to share, go on a vacation, or do this in retirement, and all that stuff that's left floating around when the relationship's no longer there really has an effect on us. Like it's waiting to be fulfilled. So we'll end contracts, which are likely written, not always, but likely, or agreements, which are likely something that you've said to each other, and oftentimes an agreement that you have out in the future. It could be an emotional agreement or to always have each other's back. That also falls into agreement. All right, and then from cords, contracts, and agreements, we'll then go on to clearing karma. And I have an amazing program, and you'll want to look on the website for this. Go to julierenee.com and then click on meditations, and then you'll find the karma clearing meditation. That's phenomenal. And actually, there's a whole bunch of programs on love. And there's three or four of them that have these very specific, very highly developed lessons in how to clear energy. So they're mini programs. The karma clearing is exactly what it is. It's a guided meditation that takes you through and gets you really clear of karma. And you can do it 100 times over. So today we'll be doing your first time through, likely, unless you're one of my followers, you might have done this before. But I really suggest, these are very wonderful programs. Just go on to julierenee.com, julierenee.com, and then click on the meditations button, and you'll see the link for love. And all of those are amazing. All right, my dears, we're going to take a short break, and we will come right back.
Hi, this is Julie Renee. I'm often able to offer real solutions for illnesses that apparently have no cure or no alternatives in the traditional medicine arena. That is why so many doctors refer difficult clients to me. These one-to-one sessions provide a cost-effective way to manage serious health challenges and all issues related to struggle in life. One-to-one sessions provide personalized, deep, and lasting health revitalization and yield results that are not possible elsewhere. Imagine being free of any and all ailments, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. I invite you to check out the one-to-one program on julierenee.com. Come join me. Remember, your miracle starts today.
Ooh, and welcome back. And you know, we've expanded those one-to-ones since the first of the year. We've been doing one days. So you can actually come in and do a one day, a whole private 5-hour day of regeneration, rejuvenation, and bringing your life into peak, into your 100%. And actually, that is the topic for next week, is 100%. And living your health and your wealth and vitality at a 100% full on, and not just 100% for age 50 or 60 or 30, but 100% human. That means all your glands and organs functioning at 100%. And that's what we're working on here at Miraculous Living. And I'm working on personally, Julie Renee, I'm working on getting to my 100%. So I invite you to both check out the website on the one-to-ones and join us next week. We're going to have a very exciting show next week. All right, so back to the process. So in this segment, we're going to actually do the energy exchanges. So what I'd like you to do, if you can, and I hope you can, is find yourself a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor. And we're going to go into a short guided kind of trance space. And I'm going to teach you how to do this so you'll always be able to clear energy anytime you want. So we'll just set it up with a few basic meditation steps, sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide and set the grounding cord on release. Release all the excess energy in the body. Release fight or flight energy. Release worry and concern. Release any excess energy in the body that doesn't really allow your nervous system to get into peace. Very good. Male bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. From the testes down to the center of the earth, let's just go ahead and set the male body on release. And by the way, we always do this. We always clear the male and female bodies and have had incredible luck with reducing and normalizing the size of the prostate and actually really bringing female body, the ovaries, into balance. So I really want you to focus on doing this. Just imagine then that you are releasing any excess energy in the testes and just above it, the prostate. And just let that energy go down the grounding cord, this little grounding cord that you've created from the testes down to the center of the earth. So you're setting that on release and letting it go. And you're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. It's kind of weird, I know, but it really works. And we have, you know, testimonials on it. So just do it. Just do it every day and you won't ever have a swollen prostate. And if you do have an enlarged prostate, guess what? This works to reverse that problem. Ladies, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries to the perineum and down to the center of the earth, doing the same thing, let's set the ovaries on release, the right ovary and the left ovary on release, and they will have very different energy signatures. Right now, you might want to start imagining releasing all the healing projects, everybody that you've been working on, your kids, your husband, work co-workers, anybody that you can think of that you've been working on, let's go ahead and just send them down the ground. Doing great. You're not really sending them down the grounding cord. You're sending their energy down the grounding cord. And, you know, I've mentioned this before, but if you're new to the show, for females, they discovered at the turn of the century when they were putting these women into these asylums for peace, and they were soaking them in cold water and having them sit out on the lawn, and they were drugging them. They found out that if they removed the female parts, the ovaries and the uterus, that the woman stopped being hysterical. Thus, they called it a hysterectomy. So, ladies, the energy of hysteria or, you know, fast kind of excitation that is coming from the ovaries being impacted. So you got to clear that energy out every day. So let's just go ahead and really double check that you've got the ovaries on release, and then you're continuing to release the testes. And if you're having any problem in the grounding cord, you can just put a little whirlwind or vacuum cleaner, and it'll help suck out any excess energy that's a little stuck and funky. And you're doing a really, really wonderful job. I'm really proud of you. It's a great step forward. I know some of this stuff sounds a little weird, but it probably makes sense to your body. Your body's going, yahoo! Going up to the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, towel in the center, from each of the adrenals down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Let's set the right adrenal on release and the left adrenal on release. And let's go ahead and release the adrenal of any fight or flight energy. So the adrenals are, you know, the alarm energy. They're the nervous tension energy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to really release my adrenals too. The adrenals can get really overwhelmed when you're with a lot of people. The impact on your body can really be stressful, and it can stimulate both that high alert feeling and also really get you into the sympathetic nervous system, which is the high alert system. And so here I am in a room of 100 people, actually not right now, in my beautiful room with beautiful flowers and water and wonderful things around me. It's very lovely, so it's very peaceful. But being in a big group, like going to a meeting or a convention, can really stimulate the nervous system and the adrenals. So just let it all go. If you need a reminder, down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth, set the right adrenal on release and the left adrenal on release. Some of you are asking, where are the adrenals? I can hear it. They sit on top of the kidneys, 1 inch above the waist, and 2 inches off the spine to get it right around waist level. Perfect. And what do they look like? They look like little acorns with hats. They're the adorable gland. They're very cute. Okay, that's silly. All right, so let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals now. And let's go ahead and release the sciatic nerve. And we're going to release the whole nervous system. And so we're using the adrenals as the cord. So the adrenals are like the open vessel now that we've cleared the adrenals. And let's go ahead and see that beautiful lacy network of nerves light up and along the spine and up into the brain and reaching out through the fingers and all through the legs. And we're going to have it all ground out through the adrenals, which are at the waist. So you can just see any excess nervous energy that's built up on the adrenals is now going out through the adrenal grounding cord. Doing a great job. Alrighty, and popping up to the center of the head. And let's go ahead and clear the center of the head out. This is your golden temple of silence. And if you haven't been up there for a long time, there might be some squatters. Funny thing, I'm seeing a little baby spirit swinging around my third eye right now. Baby spirits sometimes hang out around people that they like or want to have his parents. I'm not planning on having any more babies, little baby spirits. You've got to go. Okay, so you might see some squatters if you haven't been meditating. There might be some spirits or spiritual entities or whatever, spiritual parasites up there. Here's what I suggest you do. Let's go ahead and open a trap door out the back of the head and take a big old spiritual fire hose and just wash out the center of the head. And just see everything washing away and just washing out the trap door. And the trapdoor just drops down just like one of those cockroach, and you know, when they do the tenting, and then there's this big thing on the upper floor that goes down, I don't know what it's called, tubing kind of a thing that goes down to a big trash bin. Well, we'll just have one of those tubes go down to your big grounding cord, and it'll go down to the center of the earth. And just wash out the center of the head, and let's purify this area and make it really clear and pristine and beautiful again. That spiritual fire hose has really got force cleaning everything out. They're doing a wonderful job. Popping out the top of the head, let's pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. let's put a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head and a golden vacuum cleaner under your feet. You're probably wondering, what in the world is she doing now? We're going to spiral around and vacuum out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that have collected in your aura. Zippity, zippity, zippity. And just spiraling around to your waist. And the one that's under your feet is spiraling up, so around your legs, knees, calves, and it's just zipping, catching, vacuuming up all the dust bunnies that you picked up from other people, all the funky stuff. Beautiful, and throw those vacuum cleaners down the grounding cord. You've done a great job. Probably feeling pretty good. We're going to do a couple more steps, and we'll get right on to that really deep clearing of the energy exchange. I want you to open your feet chakras to earth energy now. So hopefully your feet are planted on the floor. And you have chakras, and they actually open up like camera lenses at the bottom of your feet. And let's just go ahead and open those lenses up or those chakras up and bring earth energy up. And let's bring it up through the toes too, and then up through the ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And then a line of energy from somewhere in the universe that's in harmony with you. Might be a star or a constellation, a beautiful temple or sanctuary, cathedral. Bring a line of energy from that wonderful place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, down through the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands, and out the fingertips. Yahoo. And then let's bring some more of that energy down through your back channels. Doing a great job. And then looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Very good. And I'd like you to put two roses in front of you. Let's put a rose for you. Let's make that a red rose, and let's ground it to the center of the earth. It'll be about eye level, but just a normal size rose. And then a second rose, and let's put that one down. And let's have that be a cool blue rose, a blue rose, grounded to the center of the earth, and that'll be for the other person. These two roses are magnet roses. Go ahead and magnetize all of their energy out of your body, and it's going into your red rose. So any of your energy that's left behind in their body is coming out of their body now and going into that wonderful red rose that's grounded to the center of the earth. Now all of their energy is being grounded out of your body, and it's going into their rose, that blue rose. So it's actually being magnetized. That's a better word. Magnetized. It's a magnet rose. So you can see it sucking out. And you might actually be having a physical feeling. Now, if this is the first time you've done this process and you've got a lot of energy with this person, you might need to do this for 7 or 10 minutes. It can take quite a while if there's a lot of energy there, especially if you're like a husband and wife that have been doing battle. So what we're going to do now is, for those of you who are clear, I'd like you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some tapas, some heat, some spiritual energy. And you can hear my hands rubbing together here. Let's put your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. I'd like you to repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I can express my unique self. Beautiful. And I'd love you to take, now reach out and hand the blue rose to the other person and give it back to them. And take your red rose, and you can put it either into the top of your head or into your heart. You're bringing your energy back to you. Beautiful. And take a few nice breaths in and out and welcome back. I'm going to jot down a few notes for yourself on what you felt. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back for the next procedure in just 1 minute.
You're listening to Miraculous Living Radio with Master Healer Julie Renee. Please join us in our upcoming Miraculous Living Inner Circle Healing Weekend, where you will receive 21 hours of vibrant health and wellness to get you back into your Garden of Eden. Imagine how good you can feel after 21 hours of healing. If you'd like more information about that, visit our website, www.julierenee.com. And if you're curious and not decided on the weekend, why don't you join us on one of our monthly calls? It's a free teleconference called Your Health Can't Wait. Go to our website again, www.julierenee.com, to find out more about this call where you will be receiving a healing live and in person on the telephone. www.julierenee.com again. Stay tuned. Our show will go live in a minute.
And welcome back again. Thank you so much for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I do not know if we have a really super clear connection, so my apologies if there's a little bit of static on the line. I am on a cell phone this week as I'm calling from my hotel room in Lake Las Vegas. I'm hoping you're getting a great healing out of this show regardless of the sound quality, and we'll be back to really super duper good sound quality in the next show. So much love to each one of you, and I just really appreciate the journey you're on. So I'd like you to check in with yourself now and really feel what you're feeling. Are you feeling a slight shift in energy? The next process we're going to do is clearing cords. And I'd like you to just allow your eyes to close again. And we have already set you up, so we're going to pop in and out now doing these different processes so you get a chance to really feel them in your body. And you're welcome to, when we take our little breaks, to make a few notes to yourself about how that worked for you so you can keep doing this process once the radio show is done. So the next procedure is to remove cords. So I want your eyes closed. And just imagine you're searching your body, you're scanning your body for cords. And I'd like you to just unplug them like you would unplug a cord, like an electric cord from the wall. You only have to unplug them from yourself. Don't worry about the other person. And when you're unplugging them, maybe there's one in your throat, or maybe there's one in your stomach, and maybe there's one on your pubic bone, or in your hip, or in the back between your shoulder blades. I'm actually seeing some of you, so I'm telling you where they are. So if you're, there's another one on the, looks like someone's got one on her left, kind of like by the left ovary. And on the hip bone there's somebody else. Somebody's got one on a right toe. Yeah, a bunch of you have kind of around the forehead, causing you some headaches even. So unplug, unplug, unplug. Well, what I'd like you to do is really see yourself unplugging those cords and getting them all the way to the outside edge of the aura, outside of the aura. And then fill in the aura. So you could take some magic aura spray and fill it in. Just make sure that the aura is sealed up. You can imagine the aura has now got 6 inches of plexiglass at the outer edge. You know, sometimes we think about it as a bubble blow bubble, but you're clearing somebody else out. And so you want to just fortify your protection, wishing them no harm, just really wishing yourself, you know, safety and protection. And then I'd like you also to put a cobalt blue corona on the outside edge of the aura. And a corona is like flames of the sun, could be like a gas flame, a beautiful blue gas flame. And you can just see the flame burning off the programs that would allow others or alien energy to get into your internal aura. So it's just burn, burn, burn. It can be like a 3-foot flame for a couple minutes. 3 feet out from the edge of your aura. Okay, so many of you have questions. I'll answer a couple of them. I know that we're not actually taking callers, but I really feel like we've got a really attentive audience, and I am tapped in with you. So the reason that we pull the aura into 18 inches around the body when we're meditating and when we're out in public is that it's just a really comfortable, it kind of feels like you can feel yourself, you can feel the energetic body supporting your body, and it's not going to anything else. It doesn't have to read anything. A normal aura extends about 3 feet out, not more than 4 feet out. And a lot of people who are listening to the show will have their aura extend a block out. And they use their aura to read. And this is just, you know, like kind of like clairvoyant reading, like you want to know what's going on and if you're safe. And there's a whole lot better ways to interpret your surroundings than by reading it with your aura. So for now, trust me and just pull it into 18 inches around your body. And once we're done at the end of the class, the end of the show, rather, we'll just let it extend back out to 36 inches. This is really to help you. It's good spiritual hygiene. It's good energetic hygiene. You know, to have a aura that's clean rather than a funky aura. Like the little guy on Charlie Brown, I often say that's kind of what some of the people who come to me look like. They look like little pig pen, you know, and it's just a ball of dust following them around, which they've actually got held in their aura. You've probably seen in the summer, a fly will get caught in a place like there's an energy center and the fly will just spin around in circles. So that's kind of what it looks like in your aura. It's like a whole bunch of junk in your aura. So that's why we do that. Now we're going back to the process of clearing. Thank you for that question. Okay, so the process of clearing. And we've done cords, and we've done the cobalt blue flame. And so there we are. We're back on track. We're doing contracts and agreements next. Hey, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to take a little break. I'm going to get myself a drink of water. I'd like you, you're welcome to open your eyes if you want, or just stay in mild trance. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with contracts and agreements. So stay with me.
In 21 days, you can completely transform your relationship with money and attract abundant wealth. Hey, got a question for you. Are you struggling to create the financial freedom you desire? Have you tried everything you know to bring in more money and it still isn't working? Are you anxious about your financial freedom? Well, you can transform your relationship with money and know the exact steps to becoming the wealth magnet you really are. So in this 21-day program called Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out, I'm going to take you step by step through the program and process of clearing your DNA and the meditations for magnetizing money to you, which are called mock-ups. You are going to be a money magnet. I've had some incredible results with this program. As a matter of fact, three of my students in just 3 to 7 days created $100,000 coming in. What a miracle. Of course, those results aren't typical. These are people who took it heart and soul, just literally just lived, ate, and breathed this wonderful program. Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out is available to you now as a home activation program. Go to miraculouslivingwealth.com and enroll yourself now. By the way, there's a free 6-day jumpstart guide, which is a mini version of this 21-day program. Go enroll yourself now. Your miracle does start today.
Woohoo! And I love that wealth program, and it really is a lifestyle program. It's not all about money. It's about improving your love life and your relationships and your health. And, you know, so many people say, my health took such a big leap while I was doing the wealth program, that they're sort of blown away. But it's meditating every day, and it's practicing gratitude every day. And it's very, very scientifically designed to produce a specific result, both in your aura, like you become a wealth magnet, but also in your mind. Your mind changes. It becomes
a different vehicle, a much more receptive vehicle for goodness, wealth, prosperity, health, and love. It's just, it really is a remarkable program. So we're going into contracts and agreements next. And if you are with your eyes open, let's go ahead and close those eyes again. And I have a fun little thing that I do with contracts and agreements. And I like to just imagine that you're sitting in a chair, and in front of you, 6 feet away, is the person who we're clearing. And just imagine chains and shackles on you and them. So maybe it's around your ankles and your wrists, maybe around your waist, maybe a chastity belt, maybe around your neck or your head. A lot of people have that vice grip on their head. So what we're going to do is you actually have the key to releasing the contracts and agreements, and it's in your pocket. So just imagine as a spirit reaching into your pocket. And you're now going to symbolically but literally release yourself from the contracts. Take the key out and just let's go ahead and unplug and, put the key in the lock and release it. And you can start with your ankles and, wherever else those shackles are. Let's go ahead and unlock them. And I want you to unlock the other person, too, because you don't want to leave those shackles behind on them. That will be problematic. So in this case, while we didn't remove cords, we do remove contracts and agreements. The cords just fall away, by the way, naturally. They're just, if they're not plugged into somebody, they're not going to stay around when they're not going anywhere. Okay, so unplug, unlock their chains and shackles. I'm assuming you've gotten yours all done. You'll just notice that the chains and shackles get sucked down to the center of the earth. My sound effects. And you are free of cords, of contracts and agreements now. Very good. And that should do it. That really should do it. There is another process that we do, which goes, you can imagine yourself and you can say bye-bye. You don't need that person sitting in front of you anymore. You can imagine yourself with a spiritual timeline going out the back of the heart and into your future, all the way to the end of your body. So from the beginning of your body to the end of your body. And you can have light up on your spiritual timeline agreements and contracts, upsetting episodes. Anything that you want to clear, you can have them light up as black dots on the spiritual timeline. And so just go ahead and have them light up as black dots behind you, behind in your past, that represents your past, and in front of you, which represents your future. And then just take another one of those golden vacuum cleaners, and it's a big shot back this time. And let's go ahead and clean off the spiritual timeline now. So. As a matter of fact, why don't you set two shot backs, one that starts way out in your future and comes towards your chest, and one that starts way out in your past and comes towards your back. And this is vacuuming up all the black dots, all the future contracts, anything else that might be left or hovering, and any negativity, anything that you really want to take down a whole bunch of notches, memories that were difficult and you want to take them into neutrality. Yeah, and when you get to your chest and when you get up to your back, you can just go ahead and throw those vacuum cleaners down the grounding cord. That's beautiful. Oh, you did that really well. Okay, let's just go ahead and check in with how you're feeling. Just checking your body. This should be a time when you're starting to really lighten up. You can actually start feeling some real physical changes. This is literally getting rid of the emotional baggage. Another step, which we won't do today, and it's not really possible on a radio show, but another step that we do is we do a brain clearing. It's a 5-hour clearing. You can do it in a one day with me, or you can do it by attending the next Miraculous Weekend, which is coming up in May. And that really does just a tremendous amount to give you a new brain. So if you were stuck with, you know, old thoughts, ruminating, or post-traumatic stress kind of stuff, the brain healings are phenomenal for that. And that, like I said, that's like 5 hours. And you'll be growing a whole bunch of new brain cells, which is really awesome. You get your memories back. You get focused and clear thinking back. It just is really, really wonderful. All right. We'll take a short break. The next section, the next segment, is on karma clearing. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that.
Beautiful from the inside out. Do you want to take 10 years off your appearance and regenerate yourself from the inside out without pills, potions, or surgery? If you'd like to discover how to completely enhance your natural beauty safely and painlessly, then you want to check out Beautiful from the Inside Out. It's a series of 15 meditations done over 60 days, and it actually makes you 10 years younger. I mean, really, you will be the radiant natural beauty that you've always imagined yourself to be, and you can avoid all that nonsense of surgeries and potions. To enroll in this program, go to www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com. You'll be so glad you did.
All right, and our final step, the karma clearing. All right, and so I'd like you to allow your eyes to close one last time. And in this section, we are going to actually see the karma completed. Remember that karma is entanglements that you've created over lifetimes with this particular person. And so you keep coming round and round and having to try and work it out, and it doesn't get worked out, and you have to come back and do it again and again and again. So you may recognize this person as someone you've done the dance with before. And let's go ahead and start really saying goodbye to ever visiting this process again with them. You can continue your relationship, but clearing karma means you're not working out some old problem from 3 lifetimes ago or 5 lifetimes ago. All righty, my dears. So what you're going to do now is imagine a half of a golden ring. And you can imagine it to be kind of the top of a moon, a half golden ring at the top of a full moon. So a half golden ring. And underneath it is a beautiful giant white rose grounded to the center of the earth, this rose of purity. And now what I'd like you to do is see the golden ring, and I'm literally talking about like a wedding ring. So it's a half of a ring, and now you're going to fill in the other half of the golden ring. And so just with your mind, just see the karma completing and see the ring filling in until it gets to be 100%. You have a complete circle with a hole in the middle, a complete circle. You're filling it in. And as you fill it in, just acknowledge that you don't have to do this process anymore. You don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to go round and round anymore. You're done. And you can see it complete. Now, when it completes, when the ring is complete, I want you to drop it into the white rose. And then let's go ahead and rose bomb it. So just go ahead and it's dropped into the rose, so it's already in there. So let's go ahead and throw some little cartoon bombs on it and blow it up. Bomb, 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 bomb. Very good. And even you're just dissipating the energy, you're just letting it go. And I want you to, with your eyes closed, just check in with yourself now and see how your body's feeling. It should be feeling much calmer, much more relaxed and at peace. And I want you to bring a golden sun at the top of your head. And there you can sit as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini. And I'd like you to bring that golden sun and your spirit back into your body. filling out your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head, wiggling your fingers and toes around, really feeling grateful for all that you've learned and all that you've experienced, and coming back into the room with some nice deep breathing, breathing in pink and gold energy, both purifying and rejuvenating, pink and gold, pink and gold. And welcome back. And this ends the karma clearing part of the process. And now I'd just like to give you some things to think about as you move forward and how you can use this process. And there's some, like I said, the karma clearing CD and several of the love CDs have this process on it, have beautiful meditation music. It's really set up wonderfully, so you could actually get one of those and use it. When I was thinking about how to really make my life better and how to get free from the emotional distress that I was in a few years back, quite a few years ago, I started using this process to really clear things up. But before I learned about how to clear my energy spiritually, I actually did some physical steps to clear the energy with my family. And I have 56 family members, and I called each one of them my extended family and told them I loved them and told them I was sorry I'd moved away and that I didn't mean to hurt them if I did when I moved, and I had, you know, gotten out of touch, and that I wanted to be in touch, and that I loved them. And I called 56 people in 3 days, and my life was different. And you can imagine there were tears, there was happiness. There's a few people that were upset with me, but I was so glad I made the call. It was really, really extraordinary because I did my part to say, I love you, you're valuable. And I just did my part of kind of setting things right. And that was like 10 years ago I did that. So we're so powerful, and we get so kind of one focused on ourselves, and we forget that we are the creators of our love life and our relationships. We really kind of lose sight of it and say, well, they didn't apologize, or they did this or that. Forget it. Just let it go. And so this is one of the challenges, is to get in touch with all your family members and tell them that you love them, and apologize if you hurt them. And apologize if you don't know if you hurt them. Just say, I'm not sure if being out of touch hurt you, but I want to say I'm sorry and that I love you and that you're important to me. And give them 2 or 3 things that you valued about their relationship, things that were meaningful to you and helped you somehow, even if you have to stretch and reach. And I don't want to hear anybody saying, I didn't get nothing out of the relationship. I didn't get anything. You got something, and you can acknowledge them. Now, another thing that really helps is to get in gratitude. And we just cleared one person. And when I cleared all of my ex-lovers and boyfriends and my ex-husband, you know, I started getting in gratitude for the love that they did provide for me. And rather than being this kind of automatic, you know, just trying to erase them, I could see what they did contribute to me, what parts of love they got right with me, what they were able to share with me, what I was able to accept from them, or how I was able to grow, how I was able to really love more deeply as a result of knowing them. And I started really thanking God every day for the wonderful men in my life that had provided opportunity to learn and grow. And although they weren't my divine complement, They were men who shared time with me and shared some of their best moments with me. And so staying in gratitude and appreciation and really remembering the goodness and letting the old stuff just fall away and fade away, it's kind of a discipline, but I know you can do it. I believe in you. You have the capacity to heal. So these things, and finally, and some of you have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. Write a love letter. Write 3 love letters. You know, write to your seniors, write to your parents or your grandparents, and thank them. Tell them how amazing they were to you. Give them some stories that they can cherish and hold on to, things that meant something to you. Don't just keep it hidden in your brain. Don't just keep it trapped away. Write it down. Make it, maybe put it on beautiful stationery. You know, I got some beautiful, a beautiful beaded envelope from India, and I wrote the most amazing love letter, 5-page love letter to my grandmother. And it changed her world, and it changed my family. It really did. You don't think that you're so powerful, but you are. I promise you, you are. When my grandmother received the love letter, she read it. She read it to all of her children, my aunts and uncles, and she was a different woman. She got her happiness back, and she had been lonely and sad for years. And now she had someone tell her that she was special and important and meaningful. And, you know, we need to cherish our seniors. And cherish your children. Write love letters to your children. Tell them what is so special about them, why you're so thrilled to be their parent. Really, really offer them extraordinary love. All right. Well, we're going to end the show with a few wonderful moments. I'd like you to just, again, rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra. This is a little healing we're doing on you before we say goodbye. And when you get your hands nice and heated up, your hands are rubbing in front of your heart chakra. Again, put your right hand over your left in a universal mudra of self-love and affinity. Say to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I can express my unique self. Just accept the love, the ability to trust, and trustworthiness, and the ability to express your own unique self. You're giving yourself permission. Let your hands fall open in a cup of love in front of your heart chakra, and see your hands collecting gold energy. Gold energy, my cup is overflowing with love, gold energy. Go ahead and tip that into your heart and receive all the abundance from the universe, all the love from the universe. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.
Thanks for listening to Miraculous Living Radio. I'm Julie Renee, speaker, author, and master healer. If you'd like to go from fatigue to fabulous in just 5 short days, I'd like to encourage you to enroll yourself. Go to miraculouslivingtoday.com, and you're going to be receiving from Miraculous Living a 5-day course that provides you with the restorative meditation that will change your life. And if you'd like to receive more information about our upcoming programs, go to www.julierenee.com. And also on that site, you will discover a wealth of guided meditations for your use, including karma clearing, DNA and stem cell regeneration, happy hormones, and many, many more meditations that will heal you for a lifetime. We look forward to getting to know you better. And as always, you can count on Miraculous Living Radio to be your most important resource to inspire, to inform, and to improve your health and vitality. Welcome to your Miraculous Living.